This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A year ago this week, a gunman opened fire at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, killing 26 people, most of them children. The horrific attack prompted a nationwide push for legislation to address gun violence, and today we'll hear what became of some of those efforts. Colorado had just experienced its own gun massacre at a movie theater in Aurora. The state moved quickly, passing new limits on ammunition magazines and universal background checks for gun purchases. Then came a backlash from some corners of the state, as NPR's Kirk Siegler reports.
John Morse hasn't been in this building since October.
This is one of my favorite things to do. Oh, yeah.
We're climbing the steps of the rotunda in the gold-domed Colorado Capitol, his office of 7 years. Morse was president of the state Senate until September, when he became the first elected official recalled in this state's history. Hardly a few minutes passes before he's spotted by some former staffers.
I can't believe that you're in this building and you didn't tell us.
Morse has frosty white hair and a friendly demeanor. His political career ended over the gun bills he pushed through these chambers. But 8 months after their passage and 3 months after his recall, he would do it all again.
I have zero regrets. Keeping people safe is my number one priority. And if that cost me my political career, that's a really small price to pay to keep people from dying at the hands of an M16 in a schoolhouse or in a theater.
The recalls that ousted Morse and a fellow Democrat from a similar conservative-leaning district got a lot of national attention. The NRA and other gun groups poured in tens of thousands of dollars. So too did New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg on the other side. But it wasn't just Newtown or Aurora that drove Morse to do what he did. He's a former cop. Before that, he was a paramedic.
So I have been to literally hundreds of shootings. I don't think people understand at all the state of gun laws in this country that make it so easy for people to die and or be seriously injured by a gun.
But just as John Morse was driven by personal experiences with gun violence, so was another Colorado man on the opposite side of the spectrum. 60 miles north of the capital is the farming town turned suburb of Windsor in conservative Weld County. It's where Joe Neville heads up political organizing for the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, the group that led the recall effort for former Senate President John Morse.
I went to Columbine High School. I wasn't there the day of the tragedy, but I had left a few months earlier. I did have a brother in the school that day, a sister-in-law.
Neville, young and clearly passionate, is sitting on a leather couch at the back of the office. The wood-paneled walls are adorned with Revolutionary War paintings and pictures of Ronald Reagan.
I saw what gun-free zones, as they call them, which are really just target-rich zones for criminals. And that's exactly what happened that day, is you had a bunch of students there that had no defense around them.
Neville says armed teachers with the right training that day back in 1999, or last year in Newtown, could have saved lives. Asked about the recall campaign that he helped coordinate, Neville's face widens into a proud grin.
Anytime you can get tens of thousands of people across the state in each district to come out and fight for freedom, yeah, it makes me happy. It gives me hope that the radical leftists that are controlling Washington, D.C., and all the way down to the state and county levels, they don't control the people, which is what they want to do. They want to control the people.
And here, listening to these two guys, you get a real sense of the two Colorados. It's not unlike the way people talk about national politics these days. But in Colorado, there is a middle ground. Polls have shown support for some gun control measures, like expanded background checks. Still, 3 months after the recalls, 8 months after the bills passed, a year after Newtown, a year and a half after Aurora, Joe Neville and John Morse are still as dug in as ever.
Second Amendment is as written in the Constitution. We don't compromise on our gun rights at all.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's just asinine. And yet, that's where the Republicans are. You know, no, we don't need background checks. Everybody that wants a gun gets a gun.
As for Morse, the ousted Senate president, he packed up and moved out of his hometown of Colorado Springs after he was recalled. He's now living in Denver, where he's starting a new group to push for universal background checks across the country.
I mean, in Colorado, we fixed the problem. There are plenty of other states in this country where you can go to a gun show and buy a gun without a background check, much less go to the trunk of someone's car on a street corner and buy a gun.
And Joe Neville from the gun rights group, no more recalls for now, but his group is continuing to focus on more Democrats in swing districts they see as vulnerable on guns.
The individuals, the people, the citizens in Colorado specifically, are standing up. We're going to move things back in the right direction.
There is one thing the two men in this story agree on. It's that the fight over gun control versus gun rights is going to continue in Colorado. They're both looking to the 2014 elections as the next battleground. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.